Okay, we got the Maamar of Tavshin Lamed Tes. We're going to learn it. In this booklet, it's on page Chav Dalid. Okay, the Rebbe said, Basi Lagane Chaysikala. Like we said, that the Rebbe every year would speak to my modern Basi Lagane Chaysikala. And that particular us. And this year would be us Tes, which was the same year Tavshin Lamed Tes, and Tavshin Yud Tes, and so on and so forth. Okay, so he said, "Batzil gana chesikala mevi balilu b'may marishanit and lamda b'yem istalkas v'ilula of Yitzvat." The Rebbe, the Friedrich Rebbe, brings on in the Maimer that he wrote for his istalkas. Mashakos medrashir hashirim rabba. But it says in the medrashir hashirim, "Lagani lignuni, lagani to my dwelling, the garden, lignuni, which means to my dwelling place." The makom shoyi ikir b'tchil. Like we learned yesterday, the ikir shechina was down here. The shechina left. And then Moshe Rabbeinu by Matan Torah brought the Shekhinah back down. The Iker Shekhinah betachteinim haisa. The main Shekhinah before Chet Tzedas was down here in the world. Through the non-good things, I mean simply the bad things, the seven sins, also Shekhinah momata lemaila. The Shekhinah went from lower to higher until through the seventh sin, it went all the way up to the Kiyo Aleph, to the first heaven up there. And then Imshichu Shiva Tzadikim. And then the seventh Tzadikim got up. Avram Yitzchak Yaakov Levi Kohos Amram Meshem. Veididus Hashchina Momayla Lamata. And they brought the Shechina back down from the first heaven back down to earth. Ache Meshe Rabbeinu Shua Shvi. The Meshe Rabbeinu was the seventh. V'chol Hashvin Chavivin. And all seven are precious. In other words, the reason why Meshe Rabbeinu was able to bring it down was because he's the seventh generation. Brought the Shekhinah back down from the heaven, back down to the earth. And therefore, Meshe Rabbeinu was commanded. And he said, like we said, Meshe Rabbeinu brought the Shekhinah back down by Matan Torah. But he had to keep it down. So how did he keep it down? Hashem told him, build a Mishkan. And the Mishkan was the home of Hashem.
Shekhinah went to Zayin Rakia. How did the whole earth function?
No, the Gilu Shekhinah.
Gilu
of Shekhinah. Yeah. And through the Pu'ul of Meshe Rabbeinu bringing the Shekhinah down by Matan Torah and the Mishkan, it becomes, like he quoted the passage, Tzadikim Yeshu Oretz. Tzadikim inherit the land. V'yishkenu lo'ad Aleha. Simply mean they will live there forever. But in the Maamar, the Friedrich Rebbe defines the Yishkenu, they're going to bring down Lo'ad, Hashem, who lives forever, Aleha, onto the earth. It doesn't only mean that they inherit the earth forever. The Yishkenu, they're going to bring down the level Lo'ad, Lahashkim Chin, Sheikhin Ad, Modern Vikadish. They're going to bring it back down to earth. And that's what it says in the quoted Zohar. This is often the first Maamar, right? Of the Friedrich Rebbe, that the Kadiskaf, you sit Rachro, when you break evil, is Stalik, you call it Kud Shubrichu. And the Rebbe explained in the earlier Maimarim, even though the word is Stalkus means to leave, even though Stalkus normally means when the Tzadik passes away, but the Zohar says, is Stalkum Loshin Shegili Ur. Meaning like this. His talkus normally means leave. Yet the Zohar says, Kadiskaf, whoever says it, Kadiskaf Yisitrachra, he's talik, he called it Kutshubrichos. So simply, the Friedrich Rebbe defines it over there that through the level of breaking evil, you reveal. Is talik. You call it the kuchibrichu, you reveal the level of godliness, b'chulu almin in all worlds. But l'cheir istalik means to leave, not to reveal. So he says, what does istalik mean? Istalik means that you're revealing a level of alukus that's normally not revealed. That's what istalik means. This is what the Rebbe writes in the original Basi Lagani also. Istalik means that you reveal, like he says, what are you revealing? It's a level of alokus which is normally removed from the world. And therefore it's called istalik, that it leaves the world. And what happens? Sheyom shech legani lagnuni, you bring it down to the garden, to my dwelling place. L'makom shayik, b'tchila b'elam azah, tachten. Ba'aretz alu zwa tachtena. V'yishkenu lo'ad, and they bring down What do they bring down? This level of istalik, a level of alukus which is higher than world, and he brings it down aleha into the earth, meaning betachteinim. Kfi shebo begilu pel mamshek itaka came in a revealed way. In the Asuli Migdosh, Shaideis and Nasiv Shechanti Beseichem. And therefore it becomes not only in the Mishkan, the Beis Migdosh, Beseich Kol Echad Ve'echad Me Yisrael. Okay? Within every single Jew. So this paragraph, again, what the Rebbe would do is go briefly through the Maimer to get to the points, and then he finally elaborates on the Eis test. Okay, so he says, and he continues, but this it doesn't go into Eistes until Beis. But Imam Shechba Maimer, and he continues in the Maimer, the Mevai Baruch Hu explains at great length. Ech Mispata David Binyoni HaMishkan. How this level of bringing down a locus, which is above world, in fact, the Rebbe elaborates, the Friedrich Rebbe and the Rebbe elaborate, is Talik Yikorah Dukut Shebrichu B'chulu Almin, means he brings down the level of alokus simply means into the worlds. But the Friedrich Rebbe explained, the Rebbe elaborates, that b'chul alma means a level of alokus that all the worlds are equal. And he explains, this is mamala kol amin, atzilus is higher than bria and higher than yitzia and higher than asiya. And the level of seva v'makiv, seva kol amin, then the highest and the lowest are the same. Chochma sisa, the highest level chochma and the lowest level is the same. So what happens when a person breaks evil? Istalik, you bring down, you call it the kuchabrichu, you bring down this super great level of Hashem, which is normally above world, b'chulu almin, a level of alukus which is equal in all worlds, and where do you bring it down here? When a person breaks evil. Okay, so he says, Eich mispata David binyani ha-mishkan. And in Eis Vavlik, he says at the bottom, the Friedrich Rebbe explains at great length how this happens in the Mishkan. V'alachas kama v'kap, because what are we saying? That the Mishkan was the home of Ikar Shechina within every single Yid. So we have to understand, how do you have this Ikar Shechina in the Mishkan and in the Avodah of the Mishkan? And he says, Shazel Mashanamer, this is what the Pasuk says, Vasisa Krashim La Mishkan. You should make the boards from the Mishkan, Atzi Shitim Aimdim. Okay, and the Rebbe rips apart these words, Krashim Atzi Shitim Aimdim. He's going to rip it apart. The original Maimer. Dehine, Tev is Kedesh, the word Kedesh, which is singular. For Kedoshim, Yeshnam Gimel, Eisi is Kufreshin. Right? Kedesh is spelled Kufreshin, which are really the same letters as the word Sheker, Shin Kufresh, which is Sheker, falseness. And he says, the Sheker, Hoepecha Emes. Sheker is opposite of Emes, which is Teidah's Emes, U'mitzvisan, the mitzvahs of Teidah, that it says, V'chaibam, you should live with them. So L'chaira, what's Sheker and Kedesh, L'chaira, it seems to be contradictory. Sheker is falseness, contrary to Teidah mitzvahs, and Kedesh is the building the Mishkan for the home of Hashem. But he says, Achidei Aveidotzim Shal Yisrael, but through the Aveid of the Yidden, in the level of Yishkan, Allah allowed to reveal Elokus into the world, what they accomplish is Mahaprim es Sheker Ha'ilam. They transform the falseness of the world, V'eisim imanu Kedesh L'mishkan. So this is what the Yidden do. What do? They take Sheker and they turn it into Kedesh. They turn it into the Mishkan, which is Hashem's home. How do they do that? Through the Aveda of Torah Mitzvahs. That's why the boards were made out of atzichitim. In other words, first of all, they didn't have to be called kedesh, kroshim. There's other words for boards. Secondly, why are they made from atzichitim? So he says, first, kedesh is sheket to kedesh. And he says, tevish shitim remem es hashtus kepshutei. Shitim comes from the word shtus. That's what it means. Huh?
Folly.
Shazel Ashtus the Elam Hazat, which is the Shtus of. In fact, it said Vayeshivi, so one of the places the Eden stopped in the mid was Vayeshivi so Beshitim. And it says, because over there they sinned with the Bnei Ismayov. So over there it says, why? Because it was Shtus. They did a foolish thing by sinning. Shazel Omer, this is what the Gemara says that the Shlokish said, Ein Odom Eved Aveda, Elam Ke Nichnes Beiruach Shtus. The only way a person can do an Aveda is because a foolish spirit, which we call today temporary insanity. That's what it is actually. Temporary insanity. Hainu. What does it mean, temporary insanity? She'ish Yisrael mitzad atzmei, a yid himself, the neshama and the body of a Jew, and shaykh l'inyan shel Aveda. It's not possible that a Jew, it says, in Gemara it says, Chassidus brings it down, that an animal that jumps into fire is a crazy animal. So Chassidus said, what does that mean? A person, when they sin, is probably getting burnt. They're burning themselves. They're hurting themselves. So a normal person doesn't do things to hurt themselves. So why does a person sin? Because nichnas bei ruach shtus. Now, what does that mean? That the ruach shtus, what is the ruach shtus telling him? The ruach shtus, the Friedrich Rebbe writes, he tells him, so you sinned a little bit. It's not a Veda Zara. You didn't do a Veda Zara. They trade for you, said Lashon Hari, that desecrated Shabbos. Big deal, you didn't put on tefillin. So big deal, what did you do already? You still believe in God, you're still, you know, connected. What's the big deal? The truth is, he says, Evi Aveda is Aveda Zara. Why is Evi Aveda Aveda Zara? Because Hashem is standing right over you. Hashem needs of olav. Yeah, Hashem is watching what's going on. And you go in front of the Eibishter's presence and you go worship, do an Aveda. So you're basically denying the existence of Hashem at that moment. Because if you would feel Hashem, like Rabbi Yechman Zaki said, Dalton brings down his deathbed. You should fear Hashem at least as much as you fear a person. If you picture Hashem that he's watching you, then you'll never come to sin. The fact that a person does sin, because they're denying that Hashem is watching him, that Hashem is present. And he says, whether the shtus is mitzvah shel minateira, or mitzvah drabonin, afilo al minig Yisrael, even a Jewish custom, that Minig Yisrael Teirahi, and so the only way a person is possible to sin, because nichnas bei ruach shtus mehailam, the foolishness of the world come to try to impact the person in a negative way. Mehailam vehester, from the concealment, because eilam means concealment, blockage, is the mehailam vehester shemitzada eilam, shemisaviv umichutzale, which is around the person and outside the person. So therefore, the person normally sins through the Ruach Shtus. That's why it was made for Matzi Shittim. What's the role of the Jew? To take the Shtus that caused the Yid to sin, that causes the Shechinah to leave, so to speak.
What does it mean? The Shtus is has to get revealed from Helam and Hester? And
it's it's not the Shtus. From the Shtus of. Not from. Of.
Oh, the Shtus that comes from.
Of. Me'elam doesn't mean from. It means or of.
Oh, okay.
But through doing the Aved of Shtus of Kedusha, the Gemara tells a story. The Friedrich Rebbe and the Maimer elaborate, it brings down the story with details. But again, the Rebbe is getting to Perek Des. One of the Amiroim of the Gemara danced crazily at weddings. And Chacham said, Komachsev Lansove. You're embarrassing us. So the Gemara says, when that rabbi died, a pillar of fire came down from heaven to separate the body from the rest of the world. So the same rabbi that screamed at him, "You're embarrassing us," said to him, "Hanale shtusil sava," means old man. "Hanale shtusil sava." The shtus that you did at weddings—that's what made you so, it helped you. That's what made you so great. So, as the Friedrich Rebbe writes, shtus. Okay, when you hear shtus, it means foolishness, but it doesn't mean foolishness necessarily. Shtus means turning off the middle path. That's what Rashi says. Kisista ishtay tot midarke atznias. Okay, there's a normal path of Torah mitzvahs, and you could turn. You could turn down, so there's shtus of evil. You turn above normal, like a navi is called meshuga. He brings down in the mind, mador ba meshuga zeh. Nothing a navi is called meshuga. What do you mean, Meshuga? He's not a normal person. When you say not normal, Bayasa means below normal. But tzaddikim are also not normal people. But not normal in a negative way, not normal in a higher way. So shtus means to turn. So what do you do? The Mishka was made atzi shittim, which is the cause of Avedas, the nichnas by ruach shtus. And the role is to transform it. Just say kerish is sheker to kerish. So atzi shittim is to take the shtus, the foolishness of the world, and transform it to shtus of kedusha. Because, like we learned many times, if a branch is bent all the way to the left, and you want to get back to the middle, you can't just bend it to the middle, because it's going to go 45-degree angle. You have to bend it all the way 180 degrees, and then when you bend it back, then it comes back to the middle. So sometimes, especially when the world is, Rabbi used to speak about this a lot, when the world is crazy in shtus of evil, the only way to combat it is with shtus, craziness of kedusha. And like we learned many times, to tell you the truth, stopping a Jew in the street and asking him to put on tefillin is not really normal. It's not normal to do that, right? It wasn't done years ago. But years ago, you didn't have to do it. But now, because the world is so crazy, you have to do crazy things of kedusha. It's interesting, when the Rebbe was in Paris, there's a famous story when the Rebbe was arrested in Paris. So, the Rebbe got up on top of a car and started talking, preaching. So the French police came and arrested him for doing it without a permit. So then they wanted somebody to validate this, whatever, with the Rebbe. So that's when Rabbi Yoshe Ben Soloveitchik, J.B. Soloveitchik, came. And he was, they were very good friends in Paris. They were in school together. So he said, I attest for him, vouch for him. And he said, so then when they were going home, the J.B. Soloveitchik said to the Rebbe, now you could become a Rebbe, because you were in prison. The criteria to become a Lubavitcher Rebbe is you have to be in prison. Okay. So he says two lines in the end. Shirzel in Yishtus the Kedusha. Nas Atzit Shittim, it becomes Atzit Shittim of the base of the Mishkan. Shmiyam Eisim, Kroshim Ubeinim Mishkan Leizbar, that you build a home for Hashem. Shaydeiz and Nas Vishchanti Besechim, Besech Kolechet Vechet. Okay, so what's the Rebbe again? The Rebbe is leading up to Eis Tes, now he's starting Eis Tes. He said, first of all, the Shechina was brought back down through the Mishkan. It was kept back down, and therefore the Mishkan was built from Kroshim, which is Sheker, made into Kedush, and Shtus, made into Shtus of Kedush. Okay. So he says, Mam Shech Levayer Perakachi, Binyan HaKroshim, explains in the ninth parak, which, like I said, this was the parak of Yutes, Lamites, and now, Binyan HaKroshim, after he explains, but Prakim HaKedmim, B'Negele, Prati, Yisish, Memur Keves, Tevis Kedush. After he explains the details of the letters of Kufrei Shin. And here the Rebbe is not going into it, but in the original Friedrich Rebbe's Maimer, he's playing the letter Kuf is a false letter, Resh is a false letter, and Shin is a false letter. Because it says like this in the Zayar, and all the letters came before Hashem to create the world with them. So Hashem started from the end. So when Tav was no good, whether Shin was no good. Why? Why is Shin, the letter Shin, no good? Because Shin is the first letter of the word Sheker. If Shin is the first letter of the word Sheker, Shin is not the letter to start the Torah with. Eventually, it's that would be Bereshis, but okay. So it came to the letter Reish. Reish is also not a real letter because it has only one leg. There's an expression in the Gemara that says, Sheker in the Raglayim. Sheker doesn't have feet because the Reish has only one leg. And Kuf is also, what's a Kuf? Kuf is a Reish with an extended foot below the line. So again, it can't stand straight, like this thing. Okay, again, it doesn't stand straight. So he explains, in Kedusha, besides the letter Shin, by the way, the Gemara says, Shin, though, has a full base.
Yeah.
Now that it has two legs, it has mamash, a base. So the Gemara says, and Desire says, if you want to lie, start off with a little bit of truth and then they might believe you. That's why Sheker, the first letter of Sheker is a Shin that has a base and then it goes into the false letters. So Desire says, if you want to, gives you an advice how to lie. If you want to lie that people should believe you, start with a little bit of truth and then it goes into the falseness. So he says like this, there's a letter Dalid and Hey, and there's a letter Reish and Kuf. Okay? Reish and Dalit are very similar. Right? Reish and Dalit are similar. Not only are they similar in looks, they mean the same. Dal is poor, Rosh is poor. So Dalit and Reish both mean poor. What's the difference between a Reish and a Dalit? So the Reish is rounded on top, and the Dalit is a little bit of protrusion on top. Yeah? So it says like this. The top is Machshava, the right leg is Dibur. But the Dalit has a little yud know that, right? And the Hebrew goes right to left. So the beginning of the letter is on the right side, right? The top right is a yud, which is bittul. Okay? So that means the machshava and the dibur, the thought and the speech, are the level of bittul. That's why dalit is a letter of kedusha, Hashem Echad. And the Gemara says, God forbid you change the dalit for a resh. It means kashem acher, other gods. So resh is symbolic of evil, dalit is symbolic of kedusha. Now, the third leg of the resh is a kuf, right? That's action, machshava, dibur, and maisa. When action comes down, so then it goes below the line, meaning dreder line, like they say in Yiddish, into the ground, yeah? Now, hey, on the other hand, is a dalid, so it's machshava, dibur of kedusha, plus the hey is above the line, and there's a break between Maisa and Machshava and Dibur. Like it's a Brosiv, Yitzartiv, Af, Asisiv. There's a break between Machshava, Dibur, and action. So Hey is a letter of Kedusha. So he explains that Keresh, not only the letter Sheket, but Shin's a bad letter because it gangs up with the falseness. And Kuf and Resh are false letters. Nevertheless, what does the Jew do? He transforms the Sheker, into a board of the Mishkan. Okay, see, the Rebbe says, and then he says,
Rabbi, the dalit, even though there has a bittul of yud, it can still fall over with one leg. So how does it?
It doesn't fall over because of the bittul. The bittul means you're connected to kedusha. You know the story of Meir Pelim Shana, why he didn't fall down the mountain, because if you're bound up, you don't fall down. Okay. Shenikra krashim b'shem aindim. But the Torah says like this: Vasisa krashim la mishkan. Atishitim aimdim, standing. Right? The Krashim stood. So he explains at great length what does this word aimdim mean. So he says, V'aderech masha mitzvahs nikra amudim. The mitzvahs are called pillars. The Tayag mitzvahs deraisa, the 613 mitzvahs of the Torah. And Zay mitzvahs the Rabbanan, which is 630, which is called Tarach amudim, 620 I mean. Sorry. Tarach Amodi Erd is called in Kabbalah the Tarach, the 620, Tof Resh Chof, is 620 pillars of light. And he explains, O Kmei Ha'amud, what does the pillar do? You have a pillar, right? This pillar, this beam over this pillar, what does it do? Mechaber Agagvarit Belias Ke'echod Mamish. What does the pillar do? A pillar connects the roof. The ceiling and the floor. It connects higher, Elokuz, and it connects the world. So therefore, he says, Kamei Kena Mitzvahs are called Amudim, which, by the way, is the same letters as Eimdim. Shema Mamshich Umechaberim Eintza Baruch Umeilim. Mitzvahs are the pillars, meaning the mitzvahs are the pillar that connects the ceiling with the floor. Mitzvahs connect Hashem in the world. Zel gam kin kroshia mishkan are called atze shitim aimdim dafka lefishe mechabrim erinsa baruchu ima ilimus, because they connect alokus with the world. Now tarach, by the way, tarach is the same letters as kesed, right? Why do mitzvahs connect alokus with the world? I'm going to talk about it later. But why does mitzvahs connect the world with alokus? Because it's the level of kesed, which is higher than the world. Mitzvahs are above world. And therefore, because mitzvahs are higher than world, done in world, because you have to have physical bodies, you know, playing physical mitzvahs, speeches physical, even thought mitzvahs, are the body has to think, it's all physical. Because the mitzvahs are the pillars that connect the world with Elokus. Okay, so he says, we'll just start this. Kvish Mavarad Morazakim Baruch Bigarsa Kedish. Dr. Rebbe explains that what does the mean the will of Hashem, which is mitzvahs? Vizel Hashem, this is what he says. Rot and Alyan Baruchu Mukhun Vinikra Bifichach Miya Emes Bashem Kesed Elyan. The will of Hashem, remember like this. We learned already, where does the person begin? Where do the ten spheres begin? Ten spheres begin from the brain, right? Person creating the image of Hashem. So the brain is all the way on top of the head. It's covered by the skull, but it's on top of the head. That's the level of Chochmah. And then you go into Bina, and then you go into the Midas and the heart, and then you go into the lower Midas, which are the feet and the rest of the body. Okay? So the Hishtalsha worlds begin from Chochmah. The first level in the world is Chochmah. What's above the world? Above the world is a level of willpower and enjoyment, Ratzin and Tainuk. That is not in any part of the body. Ratzin is not, like intellect is in the brain and feelings are in the heart. Ratzin is anywhere, all over. It's a Kayach Makifim. It's an encompassing level. So the Alter Rebbe explains, in Kabbalah, the Ratzin of Hashem is called Keser. Why? Because Keser is above the head, but it goes on the head a little bit. Which, okay, we continue tomorrow. By the way,